with Jeffrey Moore.
So I am a managing director at TCG Advisors, and I'm a venture partner with Moore David Dow Ventures.
I know that you've written a lot about the 10 most important things about digital innovation, and since we're here at this event, prototyping the future, what do you see as the most important thing we need, or firms like IDEO need to prototype to take us into the future?
Well, the thing, you know, it's interesting. For so long we thought about prototyping and firms like IDEO as product design firms, but it's interesting in listening to Tim and Bill talk tonight, how their practice is moving more and more into from product to experience, and from individual experience into social experience. So I think I want to see the prototyping art applied to social networking kinds of experiences as we begin to try to anticipate where the internet can take us and where we can go both socially and economically.
Seems like they're doing some of that with the cell phone. I mean, that was kind of a fun thing, but just the effects of cell phone use on other people.
They are, and the thing that's fun about, you know, fun is an interesting adjective, because when something is fun, it usually means it has a grain of insight that tickles us. And I think having the sensibility to find out, why am I being tickled? What does that really mean? And can I somehow turn that into better effect or greater effect is a fun way to go.
Now, you also mentioned, I think number one on your list of the most important innovations was inner peace.
So we were talking about that. One of the things I do get concerned about in our valley is we tend to be gadget freaks. And gadgets pull you out of yourself, and they pull you out of, you know, any sense of inner harmony. We're very connected. So if it's not the cell phone, it's the BlackBerry. If it's not the BlackBerry, it's the, you're on the web or you're on your email. And so I do think it's important that we have a balancing function and find a way to center ourselves so that when we come back into the world, we come back from a position of strength and not from a position of frenetic, hectic, you know, sort of disorganization.
So how do you think prototyping is changing now?
Well, actually, the irony, I believe, is I don't think people prototype anywhere near enough. I think most people think they know the right answer, and they're actually either reluctant or sometimes shy, and they're afraid to expose their incomplete idea to critique, and so they say, I've got to make it perfect before I ship it. It's a losing game. The notion of being able to take an idea out and let it get critiqued and know it's going to get critiqued because it's just a prototype creates a freedom, and it creates a cycle time around innovation that is unmatchable. And so, you know, if we can get more and more embrace the prototyping ethic, I think we can be a lot more successful.
And finally, how do you resolve the tension between the need for simplicity and the complexity of, say, social networks and digital devices and everything coming together?
So I think at the beginning of any paradigm, you do need the simplicity to get people into it. But once you get into it, you're able to deal with more and more complexity. Part of it also is age. As we get older, it's harder for us to multitask. I can testify to this. But you talk to a 10-year-old kid, you know, they're on the internet, they're watching TV, they're playing a game all at the same time. And so I think a lot of what we're perceiving as complexity, the next generation will say, no, that's just how things work.
I mean, it almost seems like our brains are going to have to change that.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is our brains are changing, but the problem is it's because we're getting older. Little kids' brains actually work just fine. So they're the right demographic. I'm increasingly absolutely the wrong demographic.
Thanks so much, Jeffrey Moore, for being on the podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Okay.